We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Morning Take with Blois Olson. I've been chomping at the bit with some of the same questions I'm sure everybody has, and they regard John Thompson again. Fox investigates and finds out more and more about his storied past. Blois Olson, good morning. And so there are allegations, and if you're John Thompson, you say none of these were ever proved to be true. Fair or not, and does that play at all when you're trying to hold on to your seat?
Well, it's not playing. I think that's the fact, is that when the governor, your own speaker, and the majority leader come out and say it's time for you to resign, then they've lost trust in you. I have a blurb in this morning's Morning Take from sources that when last summer, when he was a candidate and some of these allegations came out, he was not honest with House DFL leadership. He said that's a different John Thompson. They did not hire an investigator. They trusted him. And so I think behind the scenes, you can only imagine if what we see out front is being reported on, how many strings there are in this unraveling ball behind the scenes. And so the idea that he was not honest about these charges last year, the idea, Mike, that he was on trial for a 2019 disorderly conduct case just last week that had flown under the radar, begins to be just too much. And it's too much of a distraction for his colleagues in the DFL. It's kind of indefensible. They're going to get asked about it more than you and I and everybody else in town. And we're going into an election year next year, and they understand that they can't have a standard like this or a double standard like this of a candidate. So I think that's what caused Governor Walz to lead the charge behind the scenes Saturday when he kind of convened the party chair, Ken Martin, and the speaker and said, I'm going to do this. I'd suggest you join me in calling for him to resign. And they all came out with their statements at exactly the same time. I think they thought he was going to resign then, and now he said he will not.
But can they force him to resign short of him being convicted of anything?
No, they can't. They can't. And frankly, you know, he could only be forced to resign if he was convicted of a felony, and none of that is there. So what's going to happen this week is that Republicans met late last night to decide what kind of ethics charges that they will file in the House. The second piece is that DFL members could remove him from the DFL caucus. You can't take away his seat. You can't, you know, make him resign, but you can isolate him further and maybe make him feel lonely. But, you know, my amateur psychology on Thompson is, that's going to embolden him to kind of challenge the system that a guy like him isn't allowed to serve or that it's racist. And so stay tuned, Mike, because you and I talked early last week. I said, the problem is I don't see this story ending. And here we are a week later and it's not ending.
Well, plus the fact that, I mean, he's looking at a paycheck. You resign, you don't get a paycheck. Some would say it's a modest income. It's still an income.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the case. He was previously a St. Paul School District employee. He was a mechanic of some sort in the St. Paul School District, and he left that job to become a legislator. So, yeah, no, income, need for income is real for people, and so you have to think about that. And, you know, his point is, I was elected less than a year ago. I want to serve the people who elected me. And so we'll just stay tuned.
You know, last question on that, Blois, though, is I would think, and obviously I've never studied the sophistication of it, but I always just assumed that there was ample vetting and trigger mechanisms, and if your name came up for a felony or some indiscretion, that it would automatically go to somebody, that it would just be an automatic, if you know that you file some paperwork and a social security number, and if that happens, it would automatically go to whoever at the state legislature. That doesn't happen, obviously.
No, it doesn't. And I think it's part of the, from the vetting of candidates by the legislature to even the vetting of candidates by the media. There's 201 legislative seats. That's 402 candidates. Nobody has the resources to go after everybody. But I will tell you this, DFL leaders say that they will now change the way they vet every single candidate going forward.
Boy, I tell you, because there's still, like you said, I think there's still a lot of fireworks to come. Boys, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. Wish we could have talked about more topics, but this one's holding down the fort right now. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!